Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
Hello and welcome to the Battlecast in a special Friday edition. Hooray, this is the first. And we are on Battlecast number 38. I am your host, Seth Vilo, here with some brilliant minds to talk about all the cool things that have happened in the last month in the competitive battling world. So joining me this month, we've got the one, the only, the whale who wants to be free, Dr. Shamu.
Hello, hello.
And joining us for the first time, we've also got Mr. Shark Finnegan. Say hello.
Hello. Glad to be here.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. You've been, you know, all over the place in the tournament chats and the battling things. And We thought we would poke your brain for this special month topic with the month of April that we're going to talk about here in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Oh, yeah. It's a very valuable part of competitive battling, the sprites.
Exactly.
So what have you guys just kind of been up to? It's been a month, and I think it's been a while since you've been on, Shamu, I think.
It has.
And Shark, you've obviously never been on. So what have you guys been up to, just kind of competitive battling online in general? Shamu, how about you?
Losing in draft.
Losing in draft.
I don't know what I expected. I felt like I had a shot earlier on, but now I'm like, yeah, no, I've lost. I lost the shortest match in the draft league, which I'll take that.
Really?
Yeah, six turns.
Yeah.
What?
you didn't watch it?
No, I've been a little bit behind.
It's a bit explosive.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh, gosh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, even every single one of Shamu's Pokemon exploded.
Including Wooloo.
What? How does Wooloo explode? Does it have one of them?
Copycat the wonderful move.
Oh, my God. What am I even? Okay, yeah, that, wow, I need to watch these replays.
It's like six turns still.
Yeah, it'll be fast.
Eight Pokemon died. Maybe that'll be on the stream whenever that is next.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good,
match.
That's a streamable match. Very short, to the point. Blow up your feed. Oh my gosh. How about you, Shark? Have you been exploding any Pokemon recently?
No, but I finally got a win. A much needed win last week in draft league. I haven't been doing much better than Shamu myself, but luckily I got to pull off Greedent Belly Drum off last week, which was fun.
Ooh,
Greedent the Dumb Man.
Mm-hmm. And But you know, otherwise I've been doing a little bit of Little Cup. I've got a little team that I'm laddering with. I'm on the low 1300s at the moment with, so that's been fun to play around in.
Yeah, all 12 of you really like that Little Cup ladder. How high up is 1300 on that ladder?
It still hasn't cracked 500 yet. 500 is like 1450 is what I checked earlier today. So a little bit of climbing to go, but no. Yeah, but I'm using Mudbray, which is one of my favorites.
Oh, mm-hmm. That makes sense. It's always fun using your favorites, honestly. Mm-hmm. When their favorites are good, it's always a good feeling.
Exactly. It's like whenever anyone tries to knock off your Evil Light, it's like, well, I still have the same defense thanks to stamina here, so I'll just eat that hit. And
yeah.
Still hits freaking hard.
I think the most fun one I found on Little Cup was Applin. That thing was actually like viable. Yeah, it shouldn't be, really? But it worked. It worked so well.
Huh. Nice.
Well, gotta look that up. That gets bulletproof, right?
Yeah. Were you on that stream? I think it was one of the showdown ones.
Yeah, I think that was what got my interest in doing Little Cup. It was
we had the community or the Patreon one for Little Cup when we did the showdown streams, and that was on. I think the team I was laddering with at that time. It was just Apple, and it was working. It was like catching people off guard. Sucker punch. Like, it
oh, worked. Yeah.
You get sucker punch, you get grassy glide. Mm-hmm. You got Draco Meteor.
Oh my god, it does.
Yeah.
That's all you need, really.
And it's actually defensive mod anyway, so.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's solid.
I love that evolution line so much. All of them. All three members.
Yeah. They're really solid.
Appleton is by far my favorite, but oh my gosh, that whole family is fantastic.
Yeah. Next season, I'm going to try to make Appleton work. I wanted to use him this season, but I end up not having a good construction or the moves to get him. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's better in like draft where you can't like, certain mods just shine better because you can't fully just prep for them in a way. Like it's like you're not dealing with 6 OU mons against a lower tier mon. You're dealing with like maybe one or two against others, you know? It's easier to pull stuff off like that, because like Appleton's biggest issue is just ice, even with sick fat.
Yeah.
But he's got some fun, like with his berry abilities, give some fun shenanigans.
You could go
recycle.
Wild there, yeah.
Still want to use something.
Totally pull stuff off.
Still want to use something like Roap Berry, which is basically like a Rocky helmet for like physical, and there's a special one Jaboka as well. With that and recycle and like ripen, it just like it hits it. Basically, you take out about a quarter health, and you just recycle and just keep eating hits.
Oh, I hate that.
I hate that
a lot.
Especially even if it's like something resisted too, it's even better at that point because you can just like boom. You just do that to pivot to deal a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yuck. It's probably just physical moves. It doesn't have to be contact. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm theorizing at this point. I have no idea.
No, it's not. They're not contact. And there's a special berry, too. So you can basically, it'd be a special one.
Yeah.
You just have to pick which type you want to use that week, depending on what your opponent brings.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild. Maybe next season we'll fight over Appleton. That'll be what we do.
Exactly.
But anyway, we're gonna cut it there. I've not been doing anything. I've been doing kind of similar, where when it's my week, I've been losing at draft. So yay, Linian and I trade off, and I'm the one who racks up all of our losses. So
we fight next week.
Oh yes, y'all do.
Yes, we close.
Oh wait. No, I think it's Seth. This is your week, right?
It is my week this week, and I have to face Thatch.
I'm just saying that
you get
Linian fight next week.
Yeah, you and Linian face
who's
next week.
Who said it has to be to the Linian? I don't mind being a 2-on-1.
We'll both have a window open. And we'll just see who clicks the button fastest. Was that your move? Was that your move? Who knows?
That would be funny.
I've already prepped.
I bet you have.
If anything explodes, I'm going to be very upset.
It took me like 10 minutes.
It took me 10 minutes. Oh boy, well I look forward to it, but we're gonna go ahead and cut it there. We're gonna hop over from here, the little intro bit, to tier time, because there's been some interesting things that have happened this month. We'll see you on the other side.
It's tier time.
And welcome back to tier time. It has been a month, that is for sure, and I think this is the first time since the big DLC drop that a lot of things shifted tiers. This was the 3-month tier ship, so a lot of upward movement, downward movement, sideways movement, all that kind of stuff, and bans all around in reaction to a lot of those drops. So we're gonna go through it. We're gonna start at the top, as we always do. Shamu, tell me what's going on in Ubers.
So goodbye Shadow Tag again.
Thank God.
Yeah, Shadow Tag's always been dumb. It's always been a dumb ability, and it's just, it sucks that some... Did Wobbuffet actually have another ability other than Shadow Tag?
Does what have it?
Wobbuffet? Did
I think it has a nerve or something like that.
It does have another ability.
Okay.
But like, it doesn't do anything without
it. It's not worth
using.
Yeah.
Its other ability is telepathy, so who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Okay. Just looked it up.
I thought there might have been a casualty for something else. It's like, oh, that's kind of sad, but...
Yeah.
But, you know, Shadow Tag's gone. It's good. Shadow Tag has always been a very strong ability. Should not be there.
Mm-hmm.
But now that Shadow Tag's gone, there's a Calyrex Shadow Rider, and no one would have guessed it. Zacian hero form now is being looked at. Like, huh.
Yeah.
It's not like it could, like, it's not like we didn't know it could run an item too, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like,
when I was reading through it, ugh.
Like, this was something I remember seeing videos on, like, immediately after, like, day one, pretty much. Or day, like, not day one, but, you know, like, within, like, the first month of stuff, like, hey, Zacian might just be better because, again, you can run Choice Band. You still get the ability, so you get a plus one and a Choice Band or a Life Orb. And it just kind of like...
Uh-huh.
If I remember right, too, the Zacian is like just a fairy type. So you don't get Behemoth Bash
or whatever.
Yeah, Behemoth Slash or what... Behemoth Blade. That's what it was, yeah. So you don't get that, sure, but do you really need it? Like, honestly, people might prefer the Flinch Chance.
It does lose a little bit of speed stats without having the sword attached, but the amount of power that you're getting from it, and without the extra steel weakness,
that point too,
is good, actually.
Like, you lose a little bit of speed, but then you can just run Scarf.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
It makes it much scarier than the other one, because you don't know what it's going to have. Like, if you see a Zacian crown, you're like, oh, it's a crown. Okay, it's just going to have the sword. Cool. Like, but now it's just like, oh... You could have Scarf, you could have Band, you could have Life Orb, you could have a Sash, who knows? Mm-hmm. I think we'll probably get the Agility or something, too, if you really want to run a setup version.
I feel like it does. I think Zamazenta does.
So,
yeah, I think it might, yeah.
It just makes it much scarier.
Yeah.
And then,
I think that mathematically, if it's holding a Choice Band, it's walking onto the field with 900 or something attack, essentially.
Yeah, because you're dealing with, like,
which is
you're dealing with a plus one and then a... 1.5. So, yeah, it's gonna hit hard.
And I mean, it is still 138 speed, so that's stupid.
Yeah, it's still good enough to deal with a lot of things. You don't really need the speed at that point. Like,
yeah.
There's something, I assume you're like getting outsped by some things, sure, and then Scarf the thing, but like, it's okay, and I'm a Zacian with massive attack stats. Why do I care?
I will melt you.
Yeah.
And it's got all the moves it needs. Like, it's got Play Rough, it's got Close Combat, it's got Wild Charge, it's got all that it needs.
It's got everything it needs, yeah. I guess you mean Stab on Steel, which is okay.
Yeah. It's not that great of an offensive type anyway.
I mean, if you really wanted to use it, you could still Q's Iron Head and actually get a flinch instead of Behemoth Blade, which doesn't do anything in Ubers at the moment. So
you could have the Scarf, get 30% flinches, like... That's solid enough. You can still run it. It's coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it deals other Zacian. It probably would kill other Zacian if you're running, like, Scarf.
Yeah, might as well run it for the speed tie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeesh. So that's the thing on the radar, I guess, in Ubers.
That's the new surprising. Then there's Calyrex Shadow Rider, which is sensibly a threat.
Yeah. We've talked about that one several times, like every month since it came out, and it's still just as much of a problem as ever. If you don't pack two counters to it, not checks, counters, you're going to lose. So,
Yeah.
That's why, according to the usage stats, Yveltal is the king of Ubers, because Calyrex exists. That's the reason. And it's good by itself, but you have it on a team as a Calyrex check. So,
yeah.
Even then, it can probably do something funky at you. I don't remember what its move that it could run for it is, but I think there's something.
It probably gets some coverage. I assume it might get Thunderbolt just because of Calyrex, but I don't know. I don't even know its move pool, honestly. I couldn't tell you. Draining Kiss, maybe.
Something funky. Yeah. I don't remember. But anyway, that's Ubers. Again, it's those two things right now that I guess they're looking at. Nothing's on the radar. Nothing's confirmed as coming as a next suspect yet. So... by next month, maybe they'll have something. Who knows? We'll find out then. But we are going to go down to the next tier. OU, I've got that one because I talked with them, and the big suspect test happened in OU recently with Zamazenta.
Oh, they finally unbanned it?
Said Zacian for 24 hours.
Oh.
It was almost an April Fool's suspect test, and it's even funnier because the thread for it had the everywhere where it should have said Zamazenta, it said Zacian. So for a half second I was like, what? Are wait, no. They're not doing Zacian in OU. So I built a team with Zacian on it like an idiot and then jump on the ladder. Zacian's not allowed, but Zamazenta is. Oh. Well dang it. I'm just stupid.
It was a fun.
But yeah, they did have a it was so great. And they've got the sprites that we're going to talk about later as the topic that I love April Fools on Showdown. It was so. And this year they unrelated on a totally different ladder, they unlocked Eternatus Eternamax form for a day. I didn't get to play that ladder, but holy mackerel.
That's that like is a true raid battle. Just how many Pokemon does it take to take down that? That's so ridiculous.
Your defense will go like 250 and like,
yeah, all the defensive stats are 250.
Yeah.
Stupid. But yeah, that was a totally different ladder.
The
and
with an HP stat run.
Yeah. And offenses, like the offenses don't move either, like no. It's still got 130 or whatever.
Yeah, no, it just hit the shuckle with an offensive stat and an HP stat, like you don't
vomit,
you don't fight that, you just the only attack that's effective is click X.
Yeah, you forfeit or send out your own and Eterna cannon or whatever. But anyway, yeah. For the OU test, Zamazenta came down for a day. This is specifically Zamazenta crowned. If you guys have been watching, listening to me the last couple months and reading the OU forums, you know that it's all the rage right now. And a lot of people's opinion changed in that 24-hour period. There were some people on the forums who were like, yeah, I went into this thinking it was a joke and that Zamazenta was going to be absolutely ridiculous. And then I played with it and it's not as good as we thought. Like, yeah. It's actually kind of bad in some situations. And, you know, it chips down. It can't recover. It's got crummy attack as far as attacks go. So a lot of people's opinions has changed, and I think that that's going to be the next suspect because there's not anything out of place in OU right now. It is a balanced metagame. Even they just did the player survey, and a majority of the community agrees that that is a very balanced metagame right now. The only thing that could be on the radar to ban is Tornadus Therian because it's kind of going a little bit bonkers. But even then, that's not a big one. It's unlikely they're going to retest Cinderace. Finally, we can finally be over with that.
Rip.
And majority of the community wants to give Zama a chance.
Because I guess, like, essentially it's just higher BSR Lucario. And it's...
I would say more Cobalion.
Yeah, Cobalion is better.
Cobalion is a perfect example. It's just a really bulky Cobalion.
So...
Yeah,
but yeah, that's actually what it is. It's Cobalion, like
with a worse move pool.
With a worse move pool.
Cobalion gets Swords Dance. Zamazenta gets
Howl
or Work Up. Just
don't
in
use
case.
Work Up; it has less power points. Pro tip from someone who played the crap out of a Zamazenta for all that day: don't use Work Up. It's got less power points, and you're going to need to PP stall occasionally.
Man, yeah, because like even looking at that's, it, like. Oh, if you're going crowned, you've got 145 in defenses, but you're looking at 92 HP, which is workable, but, like, it's not the greatest.
It's still, that's really bulky. That is, with
it is really bulky, no, definitely bulky, but I would just see people probably just running it on, like, non-crowned, just for the extra speed, because that would actually matter in a lot of situations. It's, like, honestly, that would be the only thing I could see it being kind of scary in the meta, is just being a fast fighting type.
Which is why they're only testing crowned. They've already made the determination that hero form without the shield is gonna be too much for OU just because it has the power and the item slot.
Yeah.
The only one they would be testing is crowned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which that absolutely makes sense. Just kind of looking at how items are really powerful. They really are. Like the fact that it's locked into that item significantly nerfs it. That's like if all the Savali typings could hold items instead of the memories, you know, they would be so much better. They would be so much higher, especially, like, you know, the fairy one in particular is a physical fairy,
or even pull an Arceus and have them actually apply a type bonus instead of just be a useless item that changes type.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
Yeah, you have like a little boost.
Yeah, but one thing I noticed with the Zama meta, it really made a lot of the problems in OU a lot easier to handle. Like, one of the big ugly nasty things right now is that three or four things on a team run knockoff. This gives you a knockoff absorber that is very, very effective, and it makes it so that because of its existence, let alone it being on the team, because it exists in the ladder, it makes it so knockoff spam isn't as powerful just as a typing, as an archetype. So,
you gotta think you're a plus one defense immediately as coming in, as well as like you can't lose your item.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, which still applies the added bonus damage, but
like I think
who cares?
With the 145 defense at a plus one
and the plus one and you resist like who cares?
Yeah, exactly. You take like 2-3%, maybe 4.
Yeah,
like, you're looking at like a 650 defense stat almost. Like, a little less than that.
Yep.
Like, it's not going to do much unless it's, like powered up to the max. And even then, it's like, I don't know what you expect at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the big counters to Zamasenta are the same ones that are kind of already existed at the same rate. It's not going to make them any worse.
Uh-huh. Things you don't need to alter your team to accommodate for a Zamasenta on the other side. Like, you still have a Corviknight. You still have a Volcarona or a Heatran. Like,
Zapdos.
Well, Heatran not so much, but yeah.
Yeah, Toxapex.
Yeah, it can't break common OU walls.
Slowbros, yeah, yep. All of those.
So, it's not like you even have to change your team if Zama lands. It likely handles it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it's going to happen. I think it's probably going to happen soon. Especially with people's opinion changing after the quote-unquote test. But we'll see.
Well, one thing is, what is Torn T doing in the meta? Like, I know Torn T's solid. It's a good pivot. Like,
very solid. Heavy Duty Boots made it so that it recovers its full regenerator.
Yeah, you can't do rock damage to it.
The other big thing is it got Nasty Plot.
Mm. Okay, that makes sense.
Just Nasty Plot, okay. Heat Wave, Nasty Plot,
it's already
Hurricane.
Got, yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's Nasty Plot, Hurricane. I think the most common moveset is Nasty Plot, Hurricane, Knock Off is a guaranteed on it because that's just really good. And I want to say U-Turn or Focus Blast. I think it's Focus Blast. Heat Wave isn't run all that often.
I would think Tran is the main issue.
Yeah, that's true, but yeah. Knock Off, Nasty Plot is the set that is causing the most problems. And the other set is just bulky Defog. So,
yeah. Heavy Duty Boots is a dumb item. I like it. It's a good item. It's just kind of, it feels like I have more concerns about Heavy Duty Boots as an item than Pokemon as a threat.
Yeah. Yeah, but it kind of makes everything into a Zamasenta in a sense, where the item isn't doing anything else other than that. So it's got its opportunity cost. So moving down, though, tell us about underused UU, Shark. Tell us what's going on there.
All right, so first of all, we've got some bans of Latios and Alakazam. They were quick banned, it looks like. Yeah, which that makes a lot of sense. Those things, just seeing how UU's been in terms of how they've been banning a lot of these fast, just heavy hitting targets. Alakazam was not meant to stay there for too long.
No.
Yeah.
Latios in underused. What on earth is happening? It's all because of Dragapult, like.
Yeah, but yet Aegislash got unbanned here because it's just not have a real
similar reasons.
It just doesn't have a home really at all. This in this generation is crazy, going from Ubers all the way down, just hanging in UU, I guess.
Yeah, wild, absolutely wild.
Yeah, and with the tier shifts in April, we've got a lot of things moving up and through this. Bisharp, Kyurem, Skarmory, Slowking, and Zeraora all move up. Kind of, I think, thanks to some of those, some of the bannings that have happened over the past few months. Slowking's gotten a lot better. No Urshifu to stop it. And
as a matter of fact, it's a good stop to the other Urshifu, so.
Mm-hmm. Zeraora, things come back to life again.
Except for Dark. Yeah.
You've also.
Zeraora's always been strong. It's just got coverage and speed and enough attack to make those coverage moves work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have Magazone, yeah, Magazone no having a fun rise back up to OU again. It's just had a fun little roller coaster, hasn't it?
Wasn't it like RU?
Yeah, RU
is
to
that
OU.
Where it was?
Yeah,
it just it dropped to RU back in January, and now it's back to OU again.
Mm-hmm.
I think without a Urshifu, you know, there's nothing that's going to hit it too hard, and it still does a decent job trapping. Especially if Skarm's back, Skarm and Corviknight are still wreaking havoc up in OU, and the Iron Defense spotting.
I think another factor too.
Good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the primary set nowadays because Ferrothorn exists, and it can't touch it without it. But I think another factor is the fact that Cinderace is gone, which not only was a threat to Magnezone, but that was how a lot of teams dealt with steals. So now that they don't have Cinderace anymore, they've got to have something for their. As a partner for Rillaboom to get rid of the steel types, so here comes Magazone.
Yeah, especially being able to nerf some of those earthquakes from Lando, just to maybe make Magnezone survive it once you get it to plus +2.
Mm-hmm. But a couple cool things dropped to UU that they're usable now, so that's cool.
Yeah. Well, since the Urshifu got banned back in early January and whatnot, you don't really need Buzzwall or Moltres as like requirements on your team now to kind of be that defensive check to that Urshifu single strike.
Mm-hmm.
But now you got Buzzwall being a nice big physical wall that a lot of things down here can't really break. Moltres being a good, you know, flame body, being a U-turn deterrent, a good defogger, and Scizor being rampant in this tier. Makes Moltres a great addition to your teams.
Yeah. Moltres is geared to become huge down here, especially, like, you mentioned the reliable defogger. I think, if my memory is right, the only other good one at the time before that drop down was, like, Salamence. So having at least another one or letting Salamence do something else is cool.
Yeah, letting Salamence be an offensive threat, yeah. I mean, Scizor technically can be running defog as well, and...
That too. Yeah, that's true.
There's a couple I see here. I don't know which one they're very viable. Like, you've got the Rotom. Mm-hmm. You got Rotom Wash and Heat. You've got Mew, who can probably do some stuff. Like
the Thundies could, especially Thundies now that Zerora's gone. They get a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Raikou's going to pop off. Raikou is a sleeper. I'm telling you what.
Raikou just always gets outclassed. Like Jolteon and Raikou will just end up getting outclassed by something. It's kind of how it feels. Like
sometimes now that Raikou's got a lot more to it, like it can always run Aura Sphere, and it got Scald this gen.
Yeah,
I feel like it's got a lot more tricks up its sleeve.
It's got some stuff now. It's got some more tools. I haven't seen it in place since these tools, but it's like always one of those things. How I feel like there's Jolteon now there's Raikou, which is better coverage, and then like and above that there's just like Coco. Like it's like it's this weird like this kind of like hierarchy. Like like. Raikou's big thing now is, again, so he gets Scald, always gets Aura Sphere, it's got coverage.
Yeah.
Like, this is the primary fast electric attacker for, like, special, like, essentially what they all do. They just go for, like, Thunderbolts as fast, hard as they can with either Calm Mind or... Coco can't do Calm Mind, though, but it gets electric terrain immediately.
Yeah.
And they all fill almost a similar role in a way, but they can do different things still. Not saying they're all the same, but they are very similar.
Fast electric with some quirks.
Pretty much.
Yep.
It's like, here's your vanilla. Do you want chocolate? Do you want, like, chocolate sauce? Do you want sprinkles? Or do you want, like, a cherry? What do you want?
Yep.
You can't get all three. You only get one. What do you want?
Yeah, I'm looking at...
Or you can get nothing, which is Jolteon.
Yeah. I'm looking at what's going... All the Pokemon in UU here. Kamo and Salamence look like they can definitely do a lot of work now with this tier shift here. There's not really many fairies down here for them to stop them. So, we'll see how long they last.
Yeah. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, that's UU. We're going to hop on over to the next one, which is RU, and I'll take that one. They had a ban recently. They had their suspect test. I think we talked about it last month is when it was starting or so. But Zygarde 10% has been banned from RU. It was too much for the tier. And that has a whole cascade of effects on the rest of everything there. Oh, look at that. Raikou is doing amazing down here. So,
yeah.
The standard set it runs is Thunderbolt, Aura Sphere, Volt Switch, and Toxic to catch grounds on the Switch. So you lure them, and then you do that. And it can run, like I said, the aforementioned Scald. But another thing that's good for it, especially because Roserade is popping up here. You can slap extra sensory on it and melt a Roserade if you catch it on the correct switches and things like that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and now that Zygarde's gone, it can go even crazier because it outs... I don't remember if it outsped it, but otherwise, unimportant because it was a ground type.
It's speed tie. Yeah, speed tie. They're both 115. Yeah.
I think they're both 115.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. But yeah, so now that Zygarde's gone, it's going to go absolutely berserk and just Thunderbolts everywhere. All of them Thunderbolts. Some other stuff that's going berserk is Cresselia, which we'll get to why it's being used in RU. It was banned from NU, so it has to be used somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's using the same set that got it banned in NU, which is just the stored power Calm Mind with a key berry for the defense boost.
You gotta love so, it. So hard to break.
Oh, yeah. And it can run Moonblast, too, so the things that normally stop stored power sets, they just explode. So no fun for facing down a Cresselia, and she thick, so...
Yeah. Sally has the defense.
Yeah.
What, 130, 120?
If you like an anti-meta pick for down here, you can go with Toxicroak, because that's good at taking advantage of a lot of things that aren't named Cresselia down here. You can either do Swords Dance or just go for straight hard utility with like knockoff and sometimes Focus Punch even, because if you switch into the right thing, it has to run. It can't damage you like a Milotic. Milotic cannot hurt a Toxicroak, so just fire off a Focus Punch as it runs away. So... that's an idea. We've got the aforementioned Roserade being down here. It really does a good job rounding off a whole lot of type cores down here and is a good spiker. And hazards are awesome, even in a heavy-duty boots world.
Roserade is solid. It's got, like, high special attack, high special defense, so really just invest in, like, HP and, like, you can even just do defense or speed. Like, you can just make a pure utility, not even invest in attack stat, because, like, you can just make it can still kill stuff easily enough with its high attack stat, and like you get Sludge Bomb and Energy Ball or whatever grasp you want to run in. But like it hits hard, like surprisingly,
And it's surprisingly resilient too. Yeah. You mentioned the stats, but it's also got Natural Cure Rest.
Yeah, so you can just rest swap out.
On to the water types of RU, all the way down from OU. Is Barrascuda for some reason? I guess it can't handle Rillaboom and OU. So
kind of get that. I'm just surprised it dropped this low immediately.
Whenever,
yeah. I think another thing. Go ahead.
It's just whenever OU decides to have rain, Barrascuda shoots up, and when it doesn't, it just drops all the way down.
Yeah.
Yep. I think the biggest thing about that is it faces a lot of competition on a rain team from Urshifu Rapid Strike, which has been seeing a lot of popularity recently. So people drop the Barrascuda, which is very one-dimensional for Urshifu, which can do a little bit more.
Yeah.
Not as fast, but it can do a little bit more.
It's a little bulkier. It can take an extra hit, too. And Surging Strikes in the rain.
And it's still got priority, too.
A bit hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's my theory. That's the Seth Vilo theory, why Barrascuda's down here. But it does give rain life down here. So if you manually set it, or I think Politoed is somewhere in here, so you can have a fun little rain team with a Barrascuda here in RU and go crazy. You might think that that's the end of the world and that RU can't handle it, but au contraire, there are other water types down here that can keep Barrascuda pretty well in check, and those are just risen out of NU to RU. Golisopod and Gastrodon they were always usable in RU, but now they're getting a lot of hype because of I guess people realize they're good. Gastrodon, too, can check this Raikou set that we talked about a minute ago. Golisopod is just strong and good roll compression because it can have hazards and knockoff and a good strong priority move, too. So them's the water types.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's RU. Shamu, tell us about what's going on in NU. There's some wild, crazy stuff going on there.
I see that, yeah. So Cresselia went away, and that's why we have it in... Are you now? And also got rid of Snow Warning.
Yeah.
And getting rid of Snow Warning, we were allowed to get Arctozolt and the War Veil back. I assume just because those were very much dumb in a hail team. So like, okay, we don't have the hail immediate hail now. We can get rid of this stuff, or we can give this stuff back.
Right. So, yeah. You have to auto set. We have to set hail with the move now in order for Aurora Veil to work.
Yeah. We also lost Gastrodon, Glizapod, and Roserade. Not as banned, mm-hmm. just they moved on up.
Mm-hmm.
But we got the little fun mons of Entei and Glastrier.
Glastrier. Yeah. It is tumbling.
But yeah.
The explodey horse.
yeah. And apparently one of the big factors of the banning Snow Warning was Mien Shou being banned, I assume, previously. Because that was like the only... Scarf Mien Shou was the only way to actually beat Hail Team. Was just, you had to run that and just sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Glastrier's a fun mod. It's got good moves. It's got good, like, defensive stats. But it is an ice type. And it's like... It doesn't really have recovery, so you have to have some sort of support via Wish. So, like, it is strong, though. It is strong. Like, I've used it. You're dealing with, 145 base attack, like, and enough defense to like, hit a move. Like,
oh, yeah.
It'll live a hit or two.
Exactly.
Slap an assault vest on it.
And if you get a chilling nay or two.
Yeah, and Trick Room is, I think, a bit more viable down here, too. So, like, it's just one of those things where it can do stuff. It is strong. You let it go, it's gonna go.
Yeah.
Then Blastoise is gonna... Oh yeah, it'll take the tier, because Gastro's gone, Glycopod and Roserade are all gone. Like, though they're all things that would just wall it or counter it immediately. So, Blastoise is free to, I assume it gets Shell Smash, I don't know if it's banned in any of you.
That is correct, yep.
Yep, okay.
That's part of the reason that Mega Blastoise is banned in Nat Dex, is because it got Shell Smash and Mega Launcher.
Oh yeah, no, that's... Yeah. Yeah, so Shell Smash Blastoise is gonna come. It's gonna come for you.
Yep.
Flygon's also appreciating the lack of hail teams, and then no Golithopod and Gastrodon being just walls that can't really deal with that well. And then again, it's got Dragon Dance. Like, it's got setup. It can do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
It's got a big enough move pool where it can do things. That it just really the only reason I think it's down here is just because of stats. Doesn't have the raw stats
to
compete with higher tier dragons.
Flygon has always been neat, but that's about all it's been, is neat.
Yeah. Not scary, but always reliable.
Yep, and other than Gen 4, where it was the king, because it was the only dragon left.
I remember those days when it just...
Yeah.
Garchomp ban, Solomon's ban.
Dragonite
ban. Latias ban.
Oh, Dragonite? Was Dragonite allowed that time? I don't know if it got
yeah,
banned.
Dragonite's down there.
Yeah. Yeah, but also now that Gastro's gone, you don't need to run Grass Knot, so you get to, have that extra move slot for whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, Starmie is crazy for that.
Yeah, it's like, oh, no Grass Knot, cool, let me run whatever I want. I could just run Power Orb Meteor Beam. That's that fun.
Yes!
it can decide to go pivot mode, it can add extra coverage, it can even probably try to recover even if...
Yeah, you could. You could
run the defensive set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It allows you to do more things to be more versatile instead of just having to essentially always have Grass Knot for that matchup.
Huh. Yeah.
This is the first... We've got a little set here. A bit of a spice rack. Take a spice
down. Take it away.
You've heard of Vinkun, but have you heard of Entei?
Vintei or Vinente.
So,
this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I love this so much. So essentially it's Krokun, but just Entei with leftovers, pressure. It has to be shiny. Has to be shiny. I don't know if that even matters, but we'll say it is.
No, it doesn't.
You're running 132 HP, max defense, 96 special defense, and 28 speed with a bold nature. Preferably zero IV in attack. Substitute Calm Mind Protect Lava Plume. So you're just doing what Smeku did with Scald, but like just Lava Plume.
But Lava Plume instead? How dumb. I love it.
You got the 132 HP for 101 subs. Maxing out the physical defense to give you defensive presence outside of just like setting up and burning. So you at least have a stat to rely on. Essentially special defense is filler, but it kinda has turned some calcs different, like plus two Mantine Scald not breaking sub. But it's just kind of like
it was just there because
yeah, it was like we got the 101 sub, we got the max defense, and then you got the 28 speed, which is just crapped for Adamant Tyrantrum, I assume. Tyrantrum.
Yeah, Tyrantrum.
So you just have that speed, just that speed Tyrantrum. And then you got this 96 points, and it's like, okay, let's just shove it in special defense. Why not? Boost the stat you're trying to boost anyway, so. Yeah, your whole thing is just sitting there and just lava pluming, burn things, whittle it down. Just boost.
Vinte. I hate it. I love it, but I hate it so much.
And there's not really any flash fire Pokemon that can really stop it. I mean, there's looks like Santa Scorch or Arcanine, but they're not going to run flash fire at all. They got way better abilities than Flame Body and Intimidate.
Well, Santa Scorch typically runs flash fire because it turns a neutrality into an immunity, but meh.
Is it seeing that much?
Who's
going to
run, that when there's Blastoise on the run?
Yeah. And then, like, Arcanine, you're going to probably just see Intimidate anyway, so I doubt you'd see Flash Fire, unless you want that fire immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, it could be. It could be a thing you want, but, again, it's like...
It just means that this Intimidate goes wild.
Yeah. Like, okay, just get rid of the Arcanine. Cool.
Done. Easy.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, and I'll take the last tier here because this one has just come unglued with one Pokemon that left. So, first of all, the departures from the tier. Here are the ones that are not as important. So the things that left PU are Aurorus, Arctivish, Vanillix, Sandslash, Alolan, Braviary, and Vaporeon. A lot of those are the pieces of hail that you're going to... that you recognize. They probably shot up because are you?
Yeah.
NU was doing so well with hail up until the snow warning ban. But I expect them to drop back down to PU over the next tier shift. However, since a tier above PU banned snow warning, that means snow warning is also banned in PU. So it can't go too crazy here. They're going to fall back to PU and not really do much of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So just something there. However, they since NU unbanned Aurora Veil, that means that PU now also has unbanned Aurora Veil. So you could manually set hail and set Aurora Veil again, like I've seen Aurorus do in the past. But yeah, so that's a little bit of intricacy with how the tier and banning things work. I expect those hail mons will come back down next rotation. But the biggest important departure from the PU tier is Talonflame. And the more I read about this Pokemon, it held this tier together. So now that it's gone, everything is broken. Talonflame was just a Swiss Army knife of a Pokemon. It could U-turn by itself. It could wall things because it primarily uses Flame Body now because Gale Wings is so unreliable to use.
Yeah, fair.
And it's a good defogger. It has the raw speed to revenge things down here. You don't need to rely on Gale Wings. Flame Body is just so much better. And it kept all the fighting types down here in check too because this is where a lot of them land is in the PU tier. So Talonflame is gone. The next thing that has already been suspected once prior to Talonflame leaving was Virizion. Part of the reason it wasn't banned last time was because Talonflame was here to stop it. Now that's gone, so they quick banned Virizion just a couple days ago. So,
yeah,
because it was just too much.
Yeah. Virizion's strong. It's just that if you don't have, like, again, Braviary left too, so it's like...
Uh-huh.
You have two of your, like, prominent flying types gone, and, like, what... What's even in PU? Is there anything in PU that could even, like, stop Virizion? Like, I doubt there is, honestly, at that point.
It looks...
Not really. Charizard is the only other kind of thing that's filling Talonflame's void, because it's a fire-flying type with Roost. It kind of serves the same purpose, but it's slower than Virizion, so it's Stone Edge bait.
Yeah, like, I guess the only other thing I could see is... Well, no, that wouldn't even probably do it. Like, the Valley Fairy could possibly just, like, beat it, but they're probably not running the set you would think they'd run for that, and, like...
I don't even think that's PU. I think that's PU. One of the good ones.
Really?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Zatu?
Never mind.
Maybe. Zatu and Golbat?
Zatu's popping off.
There's a couple things that could, I think, but it's the fact of the matter that they're not probably running the set that would actually deal with this. Because Rizion also has a high enough special defense to, like, okay, oh, look, there's a Whimsicott. Well, there's a Whimsicott probably can't actually, like, break that wall. And same thing with, something like Ribombee. I probably can't do enough damage to just kill it.
Yeah. And that was the problem. Once Talonflame left, Virizion was out of control, and so it was quick banned. Another big loss was Vaporeon leaving, because that rounded out a whole lot of cores down here, as well as put a stop to a lot of offensive waters down here.
Yeah.
So a lot of the big breakers in these lower tiers are the types that you don't see as wall breakers looking. Like big grass types with huge special attack stats, like Alolan Exeggutor, for instance, is a huge grass type wall breaker down here. Talonflame being gone means it can go haywire. Same thing with things like Kingler, which is a monstrous wall breaker down here with sheer force liquidation.
Yeah, and you get agility. So you just like you do an agility and you start sweeping. You don't Source the agility, just dual like water and then boom, whatever.
Yeah. Another thing, for instance, that's really taking advantage of Vaporeon being gone to the point of it's likely going to be the next suspect test is Omastar.
Oh.
With Shell Smash.
Yep, that would be why.
You could even probably do Shell Smash plus Power Herb Meteor Beam and Surf and just go to town. That's all you need.
Yeah. That's all you need.
There you go.
Really. Like.
So that's likely the next thing that's going to be suspected if I'm reading the forum tone correctly. Another thing is Centiskorch is really good down here at dismantling current defensive cores just because it's got the moveset to do it. And it no longer has to worry about Talonflame revenging it or Virizion stone edging it to death. So, yeah, that's PU. The glue that was binding everything together is gone with a screech of a Peregrine Falcon. So, ho-hum, here we are. People are adapting as best they can. And that is the summary of the tiers, really. Unfortunately, the Eternamax tier is gone. It was here for a day. It left, so I can't give you an update on that, and I didn't end up being able to play it. So we can't give you tier notes on the Eternamax tier. So with that, we are going to take a quick break and be right back at you with the topic of this episode, reviewing the sprites from April Fools. We'll be right back. All aboard. It's time for the topic. And welcome back. I hope you're still with us after that little tiny April Fool's prank that I put on you at the end of last segment. We are, in fact, not reviewing the sprites for April Fool's as the topic. We're doing something totally different, which is something related to the Zamazenta suspect test.
Wait, what?
So hold on, hold tight with us for that, because we are going to have a little bit of a moment. What are your favorite sprites, guys? Because those are hilarious.
I was about to leave if that was the case.
April Fool's was on us.
The April Fool's was on us. No, it's just to make sure that people don't just stop at the topic. Yeah. These idiots are going to review a sprite on an audio-based medium. That seems great. But no, like, what are your favorites though, because I loved playing with them. It's my favorite thing every year.
There's a lot of good ones. Like I shout out to the fossils that are just Lego bricks and like stuck together. Like
the Lego pieces. Yeah,
shout out to them.
And they're even glued shout together wrong, just like
like Arcturus's staple Arcturus is like flat out like super glued.
Oh my god,
I know what Draco that looks like, or Draco of it. Let me see, let me find those two. Draco Zolt is just like one of those like little thin slap pieces just shoved between like a normal like Lego brick. It's not even like actually attached, it's just like sideways. I don't know what Draco Vish happened to that one. It's just like shoved there. I don't know if they melted it. Is that what it's supposed to be? I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. What the heck?
Those are just solid ones. They're just funny. It's like, okay, that's a good way to do it. That's what they are anyways, like...
Exactly. Wrong Legos. There's some good ones. Like, Dragapult has just a really badly drawn Dragapult that says, apply child to foe. Flapple is just an iPhone with bat wings.
You've got Cinderace G-Max, which is just a rabbit on a bottle of Fireball.
Yes.
What? And you pointed out a great one, which was Inteleon G-Max.
Oh, yes, this is what I knew about from a while ago. It's just Tigger with a sniper.
That's Tigger really what sniper. It is, though.
It is. It's exactly what it is. It's Tigger from Winnie the Pooh with a sniper rifle. Mm-hmm. It's colored blue.
Yeah.
And regular Inteleon is just a recolored Randall from Monsters, Inc. Like, if you haven't played on... If you haven't played on April 1st, I'm going to go ahead and tell you now. Put it on your calendar for next year. Just hop on Showdown. Get into the random ones, because then you'll see things outside of OU. And you'll get to see a lot of the dumb nonsense that's out there. Yeah.
Okay, I also just realized that there's also a sprite folder you can also find if you dig.
But yeah, just find us in the Discord. We'll help y'all.
I'm going to put it in the show notes.
Oh, yes, please. This
Digimon Showdown.
Oh, yes, there is just that there. I think they did that one year. They did a Digimon prank.
Digimon Showdown is just in the sprite thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, there's
Hoopa Unbound is Exodia.
I know. I have that one queued up here. That one's a great one. Venusaur G-Max is just Venusaur underneath the Toxapex. Zarude Dada form is Zarude Sandstorm. Just literally, excuse me.
Ice Cube got TV on its head, and Ice Cube No Ice is just Rose.
Yeah.
Chairman Rose.
Just straightening up his little tie there.
Yeah.
Reboot is Naruto.
I just realized Mega Gengar is Phantom of the Opera.
Oh my god.
Oh, and
got the math.
G-Max Gengar is the Cave of Wonders from Aladdin.
Oh, that's what that was. And it was like some Disney thing. I couldn't remember what it was.
The big giant tiger thing. Yep. Or lion thing.
We would be remiss, and I think P. McGee would be mad at us if we didn't mention Pyukumuku with the top hat that says the word fancy on it.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
His Larry.
Oh, yeah.
That he laddered with that day.
Yeah, I know. He got really far with that, too. Pyukumuku.
He did. It was wild.
Pyukumuku is a really good stop to Zamazenta.
It honestly is, which kind of leads us into what the topic actually is. We wanted to draw inspiration from the Zamazenta suspect test. Like, why is it getting suspect tested in the first place? It's a box legend. It's got 720 base stat total. The reason is the item thing, which we've previously discussed, but also its move pool isn't enough. So what we wanted to discuss today was Pokemon that are good, but otherwise restricted by specifically their move pool. So we've each picked a couple, but we wanted to start off with Zamazenta as kind of the primary example. Like, if that thing got one simple move of, like, body press, which looks like it was built for it, we wouldn't be having this discussion. Yeah. Like, it would be uber zero questions.
Yeah, Iron Defense, body press, psh, yeah, it's done. Done deal.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't even really need to. You'd be dealing with, like, that 650, like 640, I think it is. Like, 640 defense, body press immediately, turn one.
Yeah, just from it touching the field.
Yeah.
Its best fighting move is close combat, which is the opposite of what it is built for, being a shield. It lowers its defenses. What the heck?
Yeah. I would love to see if it get, like, an additional, like, signature move that was, like, just, like, a...
Yeah.
Just give them both, like, a stab that's just, like, more of a neutral attack.
Uh-huh.
Like, sure, you'd be buffing the Ashen, which doesn't need it, but even then, I think it'd be fine. It's a legend anyway.
Yeah, or something with more than 8 power points, too.
Yeah.
That was another big problem that I had when I was running it.
Mm-hmm.
You have only so many moves and such. Like, I will say, it has 80 special attack, which isn't the greatest, but it does get some fun special moves. Like, you get...
That is true.
You do get Moonblast. You have Play Rough as well, which you probably want to run, but then you could do Moonblast. You get Steel Beam.
Yeah,
you are
do.
A Steel type. You get Steel Beam.
You do.
Huh.
That would be fun.
Which could be a viable coverage move.
I guess so, from a special one.
Because if you're thinking, like, what... Like, even just run physical and just slap it on a special for, like, hitting a wall... Like, a physical wall.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, okay, what's the other highest base steel move? Oh, Behemoth Bash. Sure, it'll hit probably harder, and, like, you probably don't... You don't want to lose half your health, sure, but, like, that could do something.
Otherwise, you got Flash Cannon, maybe?
Like, yeah, I wouldn't even think about Flash Cannon. I would just go, like, if you're going to do it, you're just going to do Steel Beam.
Yeah.
For steel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may as well just go full on. You get, like, is it good? Like, you get some weird Solar Beam.
You can't even run Power Orb Solar Beam. That's the problem. You're stuck in the crown
form. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you
run it with Sun. It's fine. you actually get some, like, random, like, kind of, like, okay, you want to do that mixed one. You get Work Up. I wouldn't recommend it, you know? I'm not saying it's good, but...
Ugh.
You do get Snarl, which could be fun in this attack. Like, something that might just need
to,
like...
I mean, this slow, bro.
Instead of running a special...
Yeah.
Instead of running a special defense boosting thing, which I don't think you can actually get a special defense boosting move, here, Snarl. It kind of works the same way, except it's in reverse, which isn't great, you know, sure, but it's a thing.
Yeah.
You get some weird tech stuff.
It's like true.
Metal Burst. Metal Burst is a solid move. something that you can't hurt, really.
The problem is it's not, it's neutral priority. You'd have to make your Zamazenta intentionally slow. But with 128 base speed, yeah, you can't outslow a ton. You might be able to get something, but...
Yeah. It might be cool for, like, revenging something fast.
Yeah, definitely. Like, something... Like, I mean, you could, like, make yourself slower, take a earthquake from Lando, and then be able to revenge that right away.
Yeah.
It could eat a Lando earthquake easily.
That could be a... You know, like...
It actually could be something.
Make a mix them. The mixed Zamazenta with minus speed nature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe that could be something. But it's like, otherwise you're stuck with fangs. Otherwise, you got a lot of fangs.
Yeah, your fangs, which crunch, are garbage. You don't really have a lot. Like, there's techs here. There is tech you can play with. You get Wild Charge, you get Psychic Fangs, you get Player Off. Like,
yeah.
Is it good? No. Is it doable? I would say yes. Like, it's...
Yeah.
You can make something happen. You're not going to be an omnipotent monster. Like, you're not going to be Zacian. But you could still be a solid enough threat. While playing the ladder, it was like, oh, it was fine, but not as good as, like... There's so many things in the meta that just kill it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Heatran, yep. Volcarona.
And a lot of things wall if they don't get in the right cases, moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, pretty much. But yeah, that was the primary example that we wanted to start off with as far as a really good Pokemon on paper that's restricted by its move pool. So we each picked three other Pokemon that we have kind of on our list. So I'll start off with one, and I'm going to kind of cheat a little bit with this one. And I know it's not available in Sword and Shield, so it might change a little bit depending on when/if it becomes available. That is Serperior. And it's okay as far as its move pool goes, but the problem that it has is it's got Leaf Storm. That's kind of its bread and butter with Contrary. It's got Dragon Pulse, which is decent coverage. And that's it now, because it lost Hidden Power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Hidden Power would be that last slot.
Hidden Power did a lot.
It cannot break Steel types. Like... With its two moves that it uses, it doesn't have any other good special moves to utilize with Leaf Storm anymore. Oftentimes you'd see Leaf Storm and Hidden Power, the other two moves being support moves like Glare or Leech Seed or something like that. But Hidden Power was on every single Serperior because it was so needed because it's such a barren move pool. I don't think that if it comes back, Serperior will be OU. I don't even think it will be UU. That's how much it relied on Hidden Power Fire.
Because really what it would be doing is just, it'd be Lurantis, but fast.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Like, really.
With a lot less of a move pool.
Yeah, it doesn't even...
Unless you go like straight Subseed.
You could go Subseed, you could try Coil.
Yeah.
But like, it's...
Well, with Contrary, Coil actually lowers things.
Not run Coil.
Yeah. But still.
Or you're not run Coil, you just not run Contrary.
You can do... It has something with, like, going... Aqua Tail, Outrage.
Yeah.
But even then, it doesn't have Knock Off. Like, it doesn't even have Brutal Swing.
You would be going from what was a essentially fast special attacker that was, like, that would snowball to just a much more utility-based set with... You probably would just run Leaf Storm and then, like, three support moves type thing, like...
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I think it's going to be exactly what you said, where it's Leaf Storm, Sub, Glare, Seed.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, essentially. You would just run, like, essentially whatever three support moves you get. Did it get Defog?
Yes.
So there you go. Like, you'd have Defog, too. You might run Seed, you might run Defog.
Yeah.
And I know it has a lot of support moves, so you might see some weird tech there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've said my first one. How about you, Shark? What's your first one?
I'm going to talk about another Pokemon that is a relatively good, like, OU caliber Pokemon that also lost something big with Hidden Power, and that would be Magnezone. This thing has been kind of up and down the tiers lately. It has, it just, without Hidden Power, it cannot consistently break Ferrothorn or certain Steel types. It can still it can trap Skarm just fine, but Electric Steel is not enough special coverage at all. There's a lot of types it cannot hit. that well.
Yeah, because it's actually it's been reduced to just running body press now. Yeah,
it does have to commit. You basically have to commit to running the Iron Defense body press set to be able to. Yep. If you're going to trap it for Ferrothorn, that's what you kind of have to do. And Ferrothorns have been able to run that set back, so it's kind of like neutral, you know.
Or at least body press over one of their moves.
If it just got like focus blast, it would just be dumb. That would solve that problem. That would solve Tran. I was looking at him too, and I didn't realize he had Magnet Zone. I was like, oh, just give this thing like Earth Power. Oh God, that would be scary as hell. Just get the Earth Power and just kind of fixes that problem. It wouldn't fix Magnet Zone specifically, but like, not Magnet Zone, but like Ferrothorn, but like focus blast would hit all those things and like. You would, as an Earth Power, you could trap other Magnet Zones.
Yeah.
And if you're, like, Scarf, like, it would be more of a speed tie at that point, or you could Focus Blast might still do it, too, with its special attack stat. Like, it really just needs, like, one or two moves just to fix it.
Yeah.
It's just the fact it's running on, like, normal steel and electric, essentially, and, like, body press.
Yeah.
You're running off of, like,
yeah, I mean, that. It's got...
That's the biggest issue with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a couple others, I think, but that's, like, the main moves you're looking at other than, like, weird tech moves.
Yeah,
like,
otherwise you run, like, sub-toxic like, or... But...
Yeah.
You just end up just running specs with, like, Volt Switch on top of having, like, Discharge or Thunderbolt and Flash Cannon kind of a thing. You just run all those moves just because you can, because there's nothing else you stick in those slots. It has no real setup options. It just kind of result to either trapping or... It's just on the whims of whatever is needed in OU. It's like, okay, are we able to use Skarm from? Okay, we'll bring Magnezone up to trap it and just go about our days. Mm-hmm. But
it does have base 115 or so defense, though, so body press is honestly a good option on it, but it's not optimal. It feels bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because Magnezone's there to literally just trap something and kill it immediately. Like, that's not what we're used to. We're not used to it being an actually bulky mon that tries to, like, take hits. It's been usually there just to, like, come in, trap, kill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
that's what we've known it as for years.
Honorable mention to Magneton, who does not get body press.
Oh.
Oh, rip.
Yeah. No, it's even worse. If it got body press, it would be a viable, like, lower tier Pokemon. But no, it does not get body press, so it can't even do. It's just worse.
Yuck.
I guess actually, too, on, like, OU, you could have fun with, did they get Rising Voltage? I assume it does.
Oh, yeah.
You could have fun with that with, like, Coco.
Oh, yeah, it's in Steel Roller with Coco as well.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
There you go. It's had some fun moves, but they're only Electric or Steel. Or, I guess, you know, Tri-Attack, Gyro Ball. You know,
there's issues with mods like that where they're really just like, here's some fun moves, but you're only going to get stab and normal.
Yeah.
And then, like, one coverage.
Yeah.
Like,
Hidden Power did so much to this, and it got it no more.
Yeah. Not one of my mons, but that feels very much like Kling Klang as well.
Oh,
which has shift gear, gear grind, and nothing. Especially
It's the exact same situation.
It is exactly the same situation.
Yeah. Normal Steel Electric. Return, Gear Grind, and then, like, Wild Charge.
Wild Charge.
It doesn't even
And Return's gone now, so it can't even get Return now.
You get, like, doesn't think of something else, though, actually.
And you don't even get the Electric Stab.
No, it doesn't.
You don't get Electric Stab either. That's also feel
it's
bad.
It's awful. I thought, like, it's very similar.
Hey, at least you get Clear Body, so you can't lose that attack stat.
Fair. How about you, Shamu? What's one of your Pokemon?
So, I'm going to start off with a little bit of mellow one, Mianxiao. Like, Mianxiao's a solid mon, it is. Like, Regenerator, Inner Focus, High Jump Kick, U-Turn, Knock Off, and, like, Rock Slide or Stone Edge or whatever. But, like, that's it. There you go. You get, like...
One-dimensional.
You can get Blade Kick, you can get Acrobatics, sure. You can get Poison Jab. You get some coverage. But really, like, it does not get a lot. Like, at least it gets the Fire move with, like, Blaze Kick, but you don't even get, like, the punches. You don't get Thunder Punch, you don't get Fire Punch. Or not Fire Punch, Ice Punch, like... You're literally just sticking with, like, fighting dark, bug, like, and then a rock move coverage. Yuck. Like, imagine it getting, like, it gets Blaze Kick. Like, I could see it even just get, like, it'd be fun to have, like, Wild Charge with, like, Reckless.
Yeah.
See, like,
oh, yeah, Reckless. Yeah, that would be crazy.
That would be fun. Like, imagine it getting, like, Wild, like, might not make sense to have Mianxiao have Wild Charge, sure, but, like, it's just one of those
things
where...
Actually, that would be really good. You outspeed a lot of things. You Wild Charge.
Yeah.
you... Oh, well, I guess that would be with Reckless. If you had Regenerator, you could be able to take the damage and then switch out.
Yeah. Like, it's got 125 attack. It's got a lot of attack to use even, like, weaker power moves. Like, it'll... They'll do damage. And 105 speed, which is enough to outspeed some things and then slap a scarf on it or something. But it's also got a 95 base special attack, which is, like, that's usable. That is the usable special attack. And, like, but oh, if you look at it, Focus Blast, Grass Knot, Aura Sphere.
Oof.
You have Calm Mind.
That's another big loss of hidden power. Ugh.
You have Calm Mind. You technically could do that, but if you're literally looking at those moves, Hyper Beam, Round, Snore, Swift. That's like all of its special moves.
Gross.
And it's just like, it could have been something. You give it a couple moves, like I don't even know what you can give it specially, to be honest. Like, Fire Blast, nah. No, no. Give it them a champ treatment. No.
Yeah, it's not a Gen 1 Pokemon. What are you talking about? Fire Blast Machamp. What the heck?
Blizzard Machamp? But yeah. Thunder Machamp.
That's a good one. That's usable.
Like, yeah, just like again, just need a couple moves and you're set. Like, it could have been much more of an Ishmon, but it's just kind of left just doing, being a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll take the next one. We've talked about a couple that require or would be great with a couple of offensive support, like attacking moves. But I want to talk about something that would be great with one specific utility move. And that is Galarian Moltres, or quite frankly, even Galarian Zapdos. Either one of them would be fantastic with the specific move Roost, which they don't get. Galar Moltres, I have near and dear to my heart because it's on our draft team and it's done really well, but it could abuse the absolute heck out of Berserk if it had Roost.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got the defensive stats.
Yeah.
Like, it's got 125 defense, 125 special defense, 90 defense, and 90 HP. It's got the defensive stats to be able to use that Dark Flying typing. Not as good as Mandibuzz, but pretty close.
Close. Yeah. It would put it really close there. That it would just be about as good as Mandibuzz.
And if it had Roost, too. You could slowly build up Berserk boosts until you are absolutely running train over everything in front of you. It would be OU for sure.
Yeah, and same thing with Zapdos could be, like, a fine defensive. Like, it's got enough stats, I think, to be a bit more physically defensive, too. So you could just, like, Roost would allow it to have more longevity and stuff, and just, like, hey, you could run a more of a bulky set with it if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And recover off, like, Brave Bird recoil.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just right there. It just needs that little bit of something called Roost.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. The fact that those birds don't get Roost is weird.
Yeah, like, even Articuno's kind of in that camp with it. You just need a couple moves.
The Galarian Articuno gets recovered. Yeah.
Galarian.
It gets recovered. Yeah. I'm just talking about, like, it's got, like, what, three moves it runs, essentially. Like, it feels very, like, Moltres is fine, other than, like, it does what it needs to do. Zapdos is dumb already. You got physic, like, you're strong enough. Like, Moltres, the Articuno, though, it's kind of like,
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Sure, yes, you get Psychic Freeze. Aha.
Yeah.
Down to end, like, whatever tier you're in. Have fun.
Yep, pretty much. All right, how about you, Shark? What's your second one?
My second one will be a specific fire type that, for the longest time, didn't even have a stab that would benefit from its high attack, and that would be Flareon. Flareon, for the longest time, was stuck only having, you know, like, having such a 130 base attack with, you know, only, you know, superpower and, like, Fire Fang. Fire Fang is its only physical stab move. Then in Gen 6, luckily, it got Flare Blitz finally to be able to, you know, be able to actually do some damage physically. But it still doesn't have much physical coverage. Its common movesets are Flare Blitz, Superpower, Facade, and Quick Attack.
Yeah, prior. You could also run Iron Tail if you want that steel coverage, but I don't even recommend that really. Like, it's an option, but why would you do that? It's yourself.
It's got decent special and it's got some utility, but it's just like, just feels bad when you're having to run, like, Facade, Quick Attack as, like, your filler moves there. There's just nothing. Like, Double Kick.
Yeah. I mean, it does have guts.
It guts.
So facade makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, no, it makes sense for sure.
It's essentially like you see it, you know what it's running.
Yeah.
It's really one of those like two-dimensional mods, like, okay, like, you doubt it's going to be running Flash. Like, it could run Flashfire. You could. You definitely could. I just, like, you see it, though, you like, oh, it's just going to be guts. Like, you don't see it as a...
You just protect the first turn, see if it does anything else, and then once the guts boost activates, it's like, all right, now I know.
Yep.
Yep. Let's take a moment, though, and pay homage to Gen 1 through 3 Flareon, with its stab attack being based off of its special stat, not its attack stat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had that.
That's even worse.
Yeah. Jeez. Like, Flareon, it's like Gen 6 was the first time Flareon received any love with Flare Blades, and it still has yet to get any.
The eons have just gotten rough.
And then it would be like, yeah, Fire Fang or even like Flame Charge, which I guess you could see usage. Like, it's got 65 speed, it's slow, so it'll appreciate the little weak hits you're doing that increase its speed.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Flareon.
Yeah, poor Flareon. Wish it was better. I like Flareon, just it's not good. It's so sad.
How about you, Shamu? What's your number two?
I was honestly going to say, like, a little homage to the non-physical fairy-type move Tapus that needed a little play rough, but
now
that I think about it more, like, Inteleon.
Yeah, like honestly,
it's got 125 special attack, 120 speed, but like you look at its move pool, it's just got so much overlap with like water, ice, like I think it gets ghost, ghost dark. Like it's like kind of one of those things where like it doesn't get anything that like makes it worthwhile. Like because it gets like you could totally like if it had like another coverage that just was enough to like throw something off. Like I don't even know what you would give it to be honest. I couldn't think off the top of my head, but like it gets. What, Flip Turn, I assume? I assume it gets Flip Turn. I don't see it on here, though, actually.
It does not.
It's not. It's got...
Well, fine, you get U-Turn.
Yeah, it's got U-Turn. It's got a really strange physical pool, but...
Yeah, like, it gets it's a weird physical move pool. Like, it looks like it was like, here, let's make this thing just, like, the bare minimum for, like, special, and then let's give it, like, a very viable physical move pool.
Yeah, with Icicle Sphere, get, like, Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
You get Aqua Jet.
Aqua Jet.
You have Acrobatics Aqua Jet.
Scale Shot.
Like, yeah, Fel it Stinger. Scale Shot. I didn't know it got Scale Shot.
Scale Shot, Fel Stinger, Ice Shard.
Yeah.
Like, it's got
Ice Shard? Yeah, oh, I didn't know it gets Ice Shard. What the heck?
Yeah, that actually is used good in a VGC. Aqua Jet and Ice Shard are used to proc weakness policy on your own side.
Oh, yeah. From its crappy physical okay, that makes sense.
It's just like, it gets Swords Dance. It gets Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
Like, it's got a good physical move pool, but you're looking at an 85 attack. It's not really, like, and then you're looking at 125 special. Like, it's kind of one of those things where it's just, it really, cause it's
how
like,
weird.
It really needs more of a stat adjustment, but even then, like, just give it, like, another special coverage that would, like, if it had hidden power, it would probably be seeing play.
Just one, I think it's one away.
Swap something, the special attack.
Something is needed, but
It needed more of a, like,
because
Dark Ghost isn't enough to do anything.
Air Slash is like, okay. Air Slash is okay.
It's fine. It's good for, like, some fighting stuff, and you could see some play. Like, Water and Ice is always solid, you know? Like, that's what you want. Yeah. But, like, it...
Breaks grasses for you. But
it looks like...
I mean, Dark Pulse is run as a coverage move standard on the thing, which speaks a lot. Like, if you're relying on Dark Pulse as your next most reliable move outside of Water Ice coverage...
Yeah.
Blech.
I think it's more or less actually more missing an ability or something. It feels like Greninja, but not, like... Instead of doing like a notch down, they just kind of like cut it in half.
All the other starters got something really cool, like Pyro Ball and Libero, and Grassy Glide, Grassy Terrain. This thing got Sniper, Snipe Shot. Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Actually, it doesn't even have a good other moves that benefit from it either. It could, if it had something else, Frost Breath.
Yeah, it doesn't get any high crit moves other than Snipe Shot.
That's what it needs. What it needs. It needs something to abuse its ability, because obviously Rillaboom is good because it can abuse its ability with its moves. So that's what this Pokemon's missing. It's missing a high crit special move that isn't water. Just something. Air Cutter even. Air Cutter even would have been okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Air Slash.
Could you even just see, what's it called? just giving it like more of a boost. Like, it feels like this could be the new crit drop, but also I think the mono water holds it back a bit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that's holding it back, including its move pool. Like, subpar ability. Yep. Like, sure, we could make Sniper could work if you were, like, more of a crit-based thing. But, like, maybe a Snipe Shot that had, like, a damage reduction or something, so the crits would be more worthwhile to go for. And having something that would increase speed or even, like, attack, special attack or something. Like, just something a little more, because, like, really, it's just...
Yeah.
It kind of was like, here, have this fast water thing that has finger guns.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was just, it just falls flat.
It does. It's kind of a bummer. Oh, well. So I'll finish up with my third one, and I'm glad Shark mentioned Flareon, because I'm going to mention another one that really got the shortest end of all the Eeveelution sticks, and that is poor Jolteon.
Oh, Jolteon,
honestly.
Right.
Because yeah. Glaceon's got other problems other than its
move
pool.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, no. We kind of talked about Jolteon at 2, where it's like the Raikou situation.
Yeah. Jolteon's problem, straight up, is its move pool. Like, it would be amazing if it had the moves to go with it. But not only does it just have a barren move pool prior to Gen 8, but a lot of its coverage options got removed in Gen 8, like Signal Beam was commonly used. That was a big coverage move. Hidden Power Ice was the second most used move on it. Like, its moveset is Thunderbolt, Volt Switch, Shadow Ball. That's it. Full stop. Like, the last move is just whatever you can fit on there that's a utility move, because it has nothing else in its move pool that's even worth running at all. Like, maybe Hyper Voice is the next most reliable thing scrolling through.
A Weather Ball would actually, I think, something to be running. That would be, like, the only thing you could do is run Weather Ball with Rain. And have it, like, a really budget Rain Sweeper, which I don't think is worth it.
But even then, Weather Ball and Rain, I mean...
It's a Jolteon.
It's okay at best.
Yeah, it's not like... You're forcing yourself to run more setup, essentially, to make something kind of work.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's got 130 speed. It's got 110 special attack.
It's got stats that it could totally abuse.
Paper, it is a great Pokemon. But it just has nothing, which is very common for electrics, I think.
Yeah, Signal Beam was a huge coverage option for them. And they losing that and Hidden Power both just neuters a lot of those special ones. The physical ones, I think, are still okay. There's a few that still have some coverage options. Even, like, Bolton is probably better than Jolteon, just for the fact, because it gets play rough and any of the Fang moves.
Well, you got, the Fangs.
Yeah, you get Strong Jaw and Fang with that, which is solid enough. Like, and you're, like, again, like, you could always run a weird mix set if you wanted. Like, run it physically, but run competitive. And run, like, Volt Switch or something, or, like, Writhing Voltage or whatever special move you want as a coverage option or attack.
But yeah, that's poor Jolteon for me. That's my third one. It has nothing have.
Yeah, even ability. Ugh. You're looking at Volt Absorb and then the Quick Feet that you wouldn't use.
Yeah.
Because, like, sure, cool, you have an electric pivot, but, like, it has no ability that it could take to abuse. It doesn't have, like, doesn't have Hydration that Vaporeon can abuse. Doesn't have Guts that Flareon can at least boost attack. You don't, like...
Yeah, I mean... Volt Switch you can't discount, though, because Volt Absorb,
yeah. No, it's still an immunity.
Yeah.
It's still an immunity, it's still a heal, it's still good.
And it blocks the switch out.
Yeah, but when you compare it to, like, Quick Feet...
Yeah.
You know, like... It
wants a cool hidden.
It's still just, like... You could have given it something else that would be much better, and maybe you could have a different play style with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, that, I mean, this is a couple steps off Zeraora. Like, let's be real.
Yeah. Like, there again, it's like to the hierarchy. Like, There was a hierarchy with these, like, electric cat things.
This could be special Zeraora, but it's not by any stretch.
Yeah.
So, here we are. All right, Shark, take us home with your last one. What's your last one? And then we'll hit Shamu's.
There is a lot to pick from, I think, in Galar in general. But I think I have to make a note of this specific one, and that would be Edelgoss, who has has solid stats and a great ability with Regenerator. But its offensive coverage is even worse than, like, Jolteon's and Flareon's and all that. It's got Grass, it's got Giga Drain, it's great. Pollen Puff, okay, that's fine, that's acceptable on a Grass type. And Weather Ball.
Wow, yeah, it's got diddly squat.
Yeah, it's got worse than that. And the even worse part about it is that when you're looking for a grass type, you want something to be that kind of like, oh, a good defensive check. It's like, come in, okay, be a cleric, you know, set up a move, you know, leech seed, substall, something like that. It doesn't get toxic. It gets poison powder.
Well, yeah.
It gets stun spore. It gets sleep powder. Yeah, that's... I mean, sleep powder's fine, but... Yeah, there's nothing. There's very little on this Pokemon here at all.
You don't have an
I got excited for this, too.
Yeah.
Like, seeing it in the ads and everything, being a rapid spinner with Regenerator, like, I got so excited for this Pokemon, and then nothing else came from it.
It's lacking the physical, like, not the physical move pool, but, like, the offensive move pool to shine there, and it doesn't have enough support to shine
just
there.
Like, Dazzling Gleam... is like if you just gave it Dazzling Gleam and Toxic, it goes from being like untiered to like, you know, PU or ZU, like it gets just something. It gets it maybe go up higher because of Regenerator, but it just
no. I got you, boys. Here's the strategist: Body Press Cotton Guard.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely would work.
Dubwool does that. Yeah. We could do that here.
Yeah, exactly. Just a big...
Like, I just see that, like, why does it have Spore? It is just a dandelion. It should just have Spore. Like, that would give it a niche.
Spore would be
tier.
Better.
Like, here, have a Spore user.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like...
Kind of, sort of, maybe-ish. Or maybe, like, a switch-out move, like a U-turn, a teleport, even. Teleport,
it
doesn't make sense
why
for
it. Not
but
have U-turn.
No,
it should have U-turn.
But like Regenerator with U-turn, that would be great. It's a freaking dandelion. It can float off back to the Pokeball or something.
Its TR list is sad. Like, just look at it's not. It, I could count them on both my hands. It's got 9 TRs. And those are the good moves.
Yeah.
Seed Bomb, Leaf Storm.
Blech. This poor Pokemon. You are absolutely. This is a good one. Because, like, stat wise, it is a good Pokemon. It has the defenses to go with the low HP. It's got Regenerator to regenerate. Like, it's good, but.
It needs help.
Move
it needs
pool
help.
Is just garbage.
Yeah.
You're like relying to be on a rain team to get a water stab or a sun team to run fire fire attack. That's it. That's the only way to get it more coverage.
Yeah, with weather ball.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's really rough. Maybe next generation or something, or next game.
Maybe there's more tutor moves, something. I don't know. We'll just hope for this little thing.
Yeah, access to tutor might be what opened up more for it.
Yeah. We can only hope.
I could even pop.
All right, Shamu, take us home.
All right, I'm gonna cheat.
Okay,
you cheated. I'm cheating because
go for it.
I've got 5 boys here.
Of course you do.
The entire Reggie crew, like minus Gigas, because Gigas actually has a solid move pool. It's just slow start.
It got protect now.
It got protect. It got a move. It got what it needed.
Yeah, no,
it got
protect. Is so good on that thing.
Yeah, like Reggie Gigas is fine. Regigigas did like it's good, like it's fine, but like Registeel is also kind of like it's fine. It can do some stuff. It does more.
It has
than,
everything it needs.
Yeah, like Registeel is probably fine too. Honestly, like Regirock though is lacking a couple things. I feel like it's got enough. It has like Registeel, Regirock. They have enough to do what you kind of want them to do.
Yeah,
but like a crime against humanity is Regirock not getting Miracle.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that would be so good.
And it's move pool. Like, you get Bolt Beam. You get move that you want, sure. But, like, it doesn't get... It has a better physical move pool than a special move pool.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, they have these Regis have a massive stat total. They're very specialized in a way. Like, okay, yeah, Regis, you've got 200 special defense and 100 defense and 100 special attack with 80 HP. It's like... It's a worse Glastrier in a way because it's more just bulky and you can't really do bulk with an ice type unless you do it like super, super bulk like Glastrier. Glastrier can work because it's got the huge amount of defenses and the HP stat to kind of back it up. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Regis just kind of like, yeah, you just die to a close combat anyways. It's like, eh. Regis just gets hurt so much. Just, I think it's more typing and stats, but like, again, your move pool is kind of like. It's a very eh, but like okay then let's go to Regidraco and Regieleki. Like
yes,
they do something well. They do something well. sure. Like, yeah, I could run Scarf Dragon Energy. But imagine if I had, like, Scarf Fire Blast. Or yeah. I had actual physical moves so I could run a physical variation, which you do have physical. You have the fangs. You have the fangs.
True.
You have Dragon Dance.
But they're coming off a 100 attack.
Yeah, they're coming off a 100 attack with a 65 base. Like,
yeah.
Regidrago's physical special move pool is Rock Dragon Normal.
Ugh. Wow.
Regieleki did that much better. His special move pool is Rock Electric Normal.
And yeah, Regieleki is a meme at this point.
And it gets... The only thing it gets via physical is Dark and Flying via Fling, Bounce, and Acrobatics.
Yeah. Like, the fact that it literally can't touch a ground type effectively.
Yeah. Imagine if Regieleki at least just got Focus Blast. Just imagine if it just at least got Focus Blast. That would change it so much.
Yeah. Focus Blast makes that. Focus Blast, like, because the biggest thing at wall, like Steelix and any of those ground steels, just hard wall.
Yeah, you can't do anything to a steel ground. You're sit there, like, with your twiddling your thumb, you lose.
Yeah.
Or just any ground, really.
Yeah.
But yeah. Focus Blast gives it at least something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, even, like, against the ground, you can use normal. You've got something there. You can do Hyper Beam, which is a move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the best, of course, but, like, it really, Regidrago, give it, like, two more special coverage moves. So that way you're not running three dragon moves and ancient power. You know, like... Because, like, they're solid. Like, yeah, they do their one trick very well. Regieleki's got more of a support ability you can do. Like, you can do dual screens and stuff and some fun cheese with that. You could run normal gem with, like, explosion, extreme speed, and acrobatics. Like, you have sets you can do with them. But are they viable? Not really. Like, otherwise you think physical Regieleki is a solid mod in a way. Like, you can make that thing work. I've made it work. It's fine. But, yeah. Like, Drago's more the one that really just hurts. Because, like, here's this fun little, like, treasure with this massive HP, no defense still, but like you have something you could probably make work, but you're just kind of like forced to run this suboptimal weird set. Like, I just, you know, it's
poor man's Guzzlord.
Yeah,
really,
really.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's actually a bit bulkier than Guzzlord, but just still,
maybe. Yeah,
and they've got ups and downs, but you know, it's just one of those things where like give him a move here, give him a move there, give him a bit more coverage. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
You don't need something high base power, really, like, at least for special or, like, the move that you're trying to use on them, like, just, I guess more balance out their coverage, like, physical and special.
Right.
Especially if you're going to make their attacks equal. Allow them to actually do both.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Registeel can.
Yeah.
Yeah, Registeel absolutely can.
Like, you do
it's
lose,
got
you
75
don't have,
in both.
Yeah, you don't, like, you're not getting, like, ice coverage that you get physical, but, like, you have different variations you can do with physical and special. Like, there are, like, it's got enough support that works perfectly for it that you could, like, oh, I can run Stealth Rock as my support option. With Regieleki and stuff, like, okay, sure, what am I going to run for my support? I guess screens, but, like, do I want to run, like, Thunderbolt, Volt Switch, Ancient Power, then, like, Reflector, Light Screen? Or, like, then, you know, it's just one of those things that's just, though, again, probably giving them, like, an extra coverage move will probably get them banned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, maybe, especially with Eleki, because it's managed to
hold on
being OU.
Like, I get it, like, they are sensitive, I guess, that's the right word I'm looking for, but you know, it's a very, like, sensitive.
They're aware.
Yeah, just.
I do have headcanon that these all came into being when Regigigas saw Ultra Beasts, so he's like, oh, cool, polarize the stats, and then I'll just get some clay, and I've got a Pokemon.
Just imagining Regigigas on a pottery wheel that's like weight, like actual size, like actual size pottery wheel, not sized for it.
Just
so you've got this walking giant, like with a pottery wheel, just trying to. But yeah, like, yeah. That's
well, I think
cheat,
that
though. The Regis.
That's a good cheat, honestly. And all five of them lumped together, they all have the same problem, and it's all very similar. That's a good one, really. And you have a lot of experience with them.
Yeah, it's one of those things like. I think my heart dropped when I saw Regice didn't get Miracote, and like, oh no.
I think that's I think all of us have picked the draft team Pokemon. I think we all picked one because we know the move pools too well, and it's like, yeah, no. We just need one thing, and it would be so good. It would help me in this match. No.
Roost Moltres is coming for your blood.
Like, Regirock was, like, the best one, just because, like, if I really wanted to, guess what? I'm just gonna run Sturdy with, dirty with red card counter.
Yeah.
Goodbye. I can't believe that actually worked.
Oh.
I can't believe, like, counter red card is viable.
Like, disgusting.
It's so dumb, and I love
taking
it.
Taking notes, I might do something. I might have an idea.
This was the one secret
I have an idea
tech I've had.
Thank you.
Since, like, day one. This was day zero tech I had. I'm like, I need to bring this 1 week, and if I bring this, I have to use it, and if it fails, I can't let it go off.
yeah, I remember that. Sense. I remember you had to, you like for that, that's, that you had to quit because you couldn't show it. Oh,
yeah, no, that was that match because I'm like, I knew what was gonna happen. I could not let it. I revealed the move. I did not reveal the item.
Yeah,
because if it hit it, wow. The item would have been revealed.
Yeah,
and you could put two and two together.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It come a couple weeks later, and I think it went off, but it didn't do enough damage or anything. It didn't like.
Aww.
It didn't had no wow factor, but it was like it did trigger, I believe. So
nice.
It was just one of those things where it's like it's dumb. You could totally pull a blindside on someone with just counter red card,
yeah,
or mirror coat red card, which was what I was trying to do, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think that's where we're going to go ahead and cut it. And since we spent a little bit of extra time this month, not only reviewing the individual moves of some of our handpicked things that need a lot of love, but also, quite frankly, going over the April Fool's sprites. If you haven't seen them, they're going to be in the show notes. I'm going to put the link there. But go take a look at them. We're gonna skip the team of the episode because a lot of this was a lot of theory craft for this month. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense to have a team tied to it. So It would be our dream team, which is Zamasenta with moves.
Yep.
But
it would be the special version of Zamasenta.
Yeah, I could tell you the team that I'm going to use when the Zamasenta suspect drops, which will probably happen in the next month, but that just is silly. That's going to take a
long time.
Oh, you're
going to Steel Beam 2?
Yeah.
Of course.
But yeah, if you have Pokemon that you think need moves, tell us about it in like the, I don't know, the Smogon thread or the general thread or something like that.
Let us know.
But also for the suspect tests too that are coming up, and the tier shifts and things, we've got the Smogon chat section of the Discord server. If you're not part of the Discord server, that's where all the magic really does happen. That's where we organize all the tournaments. That's where you can chat with any one of us. If you find us, we're here all the time and we're chatting all over the place. I know that I get in the Smogon server to complain about things every now and again, so you can find me there. And we also have a lot of social media things that we'd love to have you follow us on. Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, I think even, and Instagram. We've all got Puckle accounts in all of them, so give them all a follow. You know what's when and when's happening, what, where, why. That's a sentence. And if you're listening here, you're listening on Puckle Plus, take a listen to us on the regular Puckle feed that has shows every Monday. Puckle Plus has shows every Thursday of a month of varying topics. We've got Battlecast this Thursday, which turned into Friday because Seth Vilo has a lot of things in this particular week in his evenings, so it's a Friday special episode this month. Sorry, folks. But Thursdays are the normal episode release date on that. And, yeah. If you like what we do and would like to support us in another way, you can do that through Patreon. We appreciate every dollar spent there, and it all goes right back into the community to make tournaments happen, prizing happen, and all of us have mics that you can actually understand the words coming out of our mouths instead of being garbled messes like they have been in the past. So,
Don't forget our Twitch streams where we stream weekly.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Yes, where we stream weekly on different things,
including
Pokemon of the episodes from the main show where there's be VGC or BSS.
Yeah.
And I would think in probably about 2 weeks from when this episode drops, P. McGee will be playing some Showdown, potentially, exploring the new ladders now that probably once the tiers kind of mellow down a little bit. Maybe there's a Zamasenta suspect test at the time. Who knows?
Fingers crossed. Shark, thank you for keeping me accountable on your first on your first debut episode. I knew I was forgetting something and I couldn't put my finger on it, so I just improvised the end. Whatever. But anyway, I think that covers everything. We hope you've enjoyed the show. And with that, I have been Seth Vilo.
I've been Shaman.
And I've been Shark Finnegan.
And we'll see you guys in, oh gosh, what's May? We'll see you guys in May.
May we see you in May.
May we see you. It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
Thank you.
closing time in Lavender Town. Time to say our goodbyes. It's closing time. Farewell, my friends. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.